Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Did you see the Fox 31? They did a whole story about the robot that melts and then comes back to a solid.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it. Right,
don't believe it, but I saw it.
Well, why wouldn't you believe it? It happened.
Because it looks fake.
Well, I know, but here's what you don't know. They use magnetics to get it to make into a liquid and then solid again. So it's not really like a wired robot.
But that's what was said yesterday.
Well, they're calling it a robot, but yeah. I didn't call it a wired robot. It's just like a little robot guy.
Well, you're not a robot if you're not wired.
Yeah, you can be a robot. Like if you just, right, if I look
at it. How are you going to move?
But I mean, I can just look at it like a thing and it's a robot, right? It doesn't.
Like it's in the shape of a robot. Right. It resembles a robot.
Yeah, but this moves in the video.
It moves because of the magnets.
Okay.
What?
It moves because they...
Oh, I don't even want to talk to you about it. Forget it. Just
well,
look
Jamie,
up.
Look at just it. Look it up. Looks so fake.
I know, we've already done this, but just look up it by yourself, okay? Just,
all right.
Is it Vice that did it?
Yeah. Vice, a lot of other... CNET, a lot of places did it.
Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. God love them. If it's not about the vaccine, it's not real.
It's fake. I mean, look at it. Jesus. Come on, people. Have some common sense. You can't take a robot, melt it down into liquid.
Trump said it was real. You would believe it. Oh, my
God. Well, you can go there all you want to. It's not going to change my opinion by watching this video.
I'm going
to
write him and ask him, will you please say the robot is real? I need a few people to believe
it. Is that your go-to?
Yes, it is. Okay. And it works. And it works. All right. Pamela Anderson's January interview with Variety included a raunchy moment in which she claims that she walked in on Jack Nicholson having a threesome. How nasty would that be?
I don't know, but that would wreck your life. Jeepers, creepers.
Wouldn't it?
Can you imagine that? You walk in there and you see that going on?
Oh, woo! My God. Yeah. She also talks about writing a book. It's been very overwhelming. Number two.
Number two. Hang on. I got to get to the page here.
Sure.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm watching this video again. Here we go. Number two.
It just seems kind of strange and self-serving. You're writing a book, you know, about your life, and then you have the documentary about your life, and then you're doing promotion about you, and it just seems like it's a little overwhelming, and I'm a little bit afraid because you don't know how things are going to be taken. But I do think I have a story to tell. It was therapeutic for me, and hopefully it'll be inspiring to others.
She seems like a really nice person.
Yeah, she does.
I've never heard anything bad about her.
If it's a Kim Kardashian and some of the people that are out there and I see something like this, I'm just like, well, I don't want anything to do. Pam Anderson, for some reason, seems intriguing. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I agree.
And I've never been a big Pam Anderson fan, but for some reason, I do feel like that... that whole... What was the thing that happened before this? The stuff that came out on Netflix or something? That made her look bad, she thought.
Well, because it was...
Oh, the Tommy Lee thing.
There was a talking wiener.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That talking wiener threw everybody off.
Yeah.
You didn't see it coming at all.
And I think she's trying to set the story straight.
Yeah,
and
she is.
I kind of give her props for that.
Well, I kind of feel bad for her, to be honest, because I had no idea she made hardly any money and that she didn't make any money on the Barbie that they made of her, or the doll they made of her, that was a huge seller, and she didn't make anything on the back end as far as what do they call it? Syndication and all that stuff. Reselling internationally, she made no money.
Royalties, nothing.
Nothing.
Which is surprising because she was really, I mean, except for David Hasselhoff, she was really the biggest name on there.
Well, so I asked Heidi, who was married to Vince Neil, and Pam was married to Tommy Lee. I was like, what were they like? Like, did you guys hang out with them and stuff? And she's like, to be honest with you, Pam was like the nicest girl ever. She was just so nice, but she didn't have any eyebrows.
Yeah.
Isn't
Poor
that,
thing.
Well, I wonder what happened to them.
I don't know.
They were just gone.
Yeah, I don't know.
She said she had to draw them on. I was like, Pamela Anderson doesn't have eyebrows?
Poor thing.
Well, I got a scoop, man.
Now, when does this come out?
Tuesday. January 31st.
Tuesday. And it's going to be Netflix or Amazon?
Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. Okay.
And then she's got a memoir that's dropping on the same day.
dropping, man. It's dropping.
Yeah, dropping.
Dropping.
Splat.
Yeah.
All over the place.
In case you missed it this morning, BJ Harris is so excited, you guys.
Yeah, I am.
He is going to go and see 5 John Mayer shows in a row.
In a row. In a row. He announced a big tour yesterday. It's the acoustic tour, too.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so you'll notice that in March, we're going to be missing for a week.
Yeah.
That's because BJ has bought tickets for the tour.
Yeah, on tour with John Mayer.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan. My wife is, and so she made sure that we're going to see him in 5 different locations.
Does your wife ever look at you and go, God, your body's a wonderland?
Yeah, she does. She'll call me John every now and then.
No, I meant this was as a negativity.
No, I meant it as a positive. No. Especially since I've been working out.
Oh,
your body's
a
wonderland.
You're wondered,
Yep.
By the way, yesterday, you guys, BJ was telling us at lunch how sore he was from working out at Vasa.
Right. I'm sore today, though.
Well, yeah, second day is always the worst.
Yeah, well,
but we found out he worked out for 10 minutes.
No, 20.
Oh, I thought you said 10 at the
table.
No,
20. Oh, okay. 20 minutes.
He was supposed to be there for an hour.
It's an hour session.
Okay.
It's an hour session.
20 is better than
I thought. But I knock it out so fast that we're out of there in 20 minutes.
Because he's so good.
And the guy gets paid for an hour, so that's cool. We got a little racket going over there.
Oh, my God.
Me and my workout guy. Then I went and shot. But what I also told you was that I worked out for 20 minutes, and then I went and shot basketball, too, after that.
Yeah, with your trainer.
Yeah.
So he actually was there for
the whole hour. Yeah. I hung out there for the entire
Well, I know. I'm just saying, don't get him in trouble or something.
I'm not getting him in trouble.
He was playing basketball with you, which is part of training because you're not a good trainee.
Right.
And so I think he's realized that if he plays basketball with you, then that's part of
he
doesn't give and take. You do 10 squats for me, I'll go play basketball. Right.
I don't like the mundane workout stuff.
Correct.
I don't.
Right.
I like to do kind of a freelance thing. Some people call it free load. I call it freelance.
Well, no, I know what you're saying. Like, if you don't feel like you're working out, it's far better. Like, if you're doing something you enjoy, which is playing basketball,
I agree.
It. Yeah, so I agree.
I get that. That's what I do. I go in and I'll do some of the workout stuff, but then I get really, I get bored with it. I don't like it.
Well, it's because you know that you're never going to be as ripped and shredded as Schmidl, and so it really bothers you.
I don't want to compete with that.
Exactly.
I can't compete with that. I mean, look at him. What's he squatting now? 5,000 pounds or something? Didn't he squat like a car yesterday?
Yeah, he squatted a car.
Yeah.
Dude, my legs are getting pretty big.
When I look at you, I think of nothing but squats.
Listen, if you start participating with these two yahoos about how much weight you squatted, I'm quitting.
I can assure you.
I'll just turn my microphone.
I can assure you that will never
Thank
happen.
Thank you. Thank you,
you
Jesus.
You won't hear me coming in here bragging about squat.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Because it like literally makes me cringe.
Yeah.
Like, although I will tell you one sad thing. I have gained 2.5 pounds. I've gained 2.5 pounds since coming back from Dubai.
Why do you think that is?
Alcohol.
Uh-oh.
Because in Dubai, there's no alcohol.
Yeah.
And I think you don't even realize you're just like.
So is it weight that you'd lost in Dubai?
Yeah.
You lost the weight in Dubai and then gained it back here? Yeah, that happens.
And then they have Truly's back here and it's just not okay.
Yeah, that Truly.
I mean, literally over there in Dubai, and I told you this before, Cheesecake Factory we went to, P.F. Chang we went to, none of them have alcohol. So it's not even an option. You don't even you know, it's just not even an option. And then the next thing you know, you're like, whoa, I am getting skinny.
Again, with Dubai, what places can you buy alcohol? Can you buy it at your hotel?
You can't buy package.
Can you buy it? Do they have a bar inside the hotel you stayed at?
Yeah.
Okay, so they had it there.
Right, but a vodka tonic is $60.
Oh, God.
Well.
Yeah.
What about just a beer? If you wanted a beer.
I don't know how much it was. $25? I'm sure. Probably. Yeah, because I bought a vodka tonic and I didn't ask. And then he put the receipt on the thing and it was $60.
No wonder they don't have a bunch of drunks over there.
I
can't afford it.
And it was US dollars.
Yeah.
Not AED.
Woo!
Yeah, so it's a little pricey. It's a little pricey. Yeah, but you feel better. You're walking around. You have all the, you know, you wake up.
You're not hungover.
At all. You're like, oh, I get this lifestyle. Man. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Oh, Jay Leno, he crashed his motorcycle. Actually, it's a really crazy story. He was riding his motorcycle. He saw there was a little gas leak. He turned down an alley to, you know, check it out. And when he turned down the alley, he got clotheslined by somebody that had a clothesline thing across the alley.
Yeah, that makes no sense, though. I don't know who would put a piece of wire across an alley.
Unless they were trying to intentionally hurt people.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they, you know.
I mean, it has to be low, too. If you're on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And I saw the motorcycle online. They're finally publishing the story all over the place. And it's an old vintage. It looks like an old World War II type motorcycle.
Right.
So he's low to the ground. So that wire had to be really down there. Even a car couldn't go through that alley. It makes no sense. Maybe it's an alley that no vehicle's supposed to go in, and it's set up that way on purpose.
Or maybe they were running cable.
No. You wouldn't run a cable like that, would you?
No, I don't know how to run cable.
Run
I don't
cable
know.
Across a road.
I don't know. I just know you get one of those things with the teeth on it, and you put it in the ground, and it goes.
I'll tell you, man. Poor Jay Leno, though. You're talking about having a bad run here lately. Guy gets his show canceled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The garage show has now been canceled by NBC. He had that big fire incident where he burnt up his face, and now he's, you know, got broken ribs, kneecaps. And
I mean, he broke his kneecaps. That's like...
must have been a bad wreck.
Well, he said it just pulled him all the way off the bike, and the bike kept going. Oh, kneecaps!
He's cursed. There's something going on with Jay Leno.
I have his voodoo doll.
Yeah. I think that's true.
I put needles into his knees. But you know, when it rains, it pours, right?
It does.
We've all had that kind of week where it's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Don't forget, we're looking for some wet entertainment.
Yeah.
Wet. I say that because do you have the gov there?
Oh, I do. Hang on a second.
All right. So we're looking for, they're calling it Wet Entertainers at Casa Bonita. They need 18 of them. And you have to be able to do all different kinds of dives. And even the governor spoke of it.
Welcome to Casa Bonita, Governor.
Dana, I am so excited to see everything going on here. And I know that you're going to open just around the corner this May, right?
Yes. This May, we're ready, and we're going to hire over 500 people.
Over 500 people are going to work here? That's absolutely incredible.
Yes.
What are the kinds of jobs that are available?
We're going to do front of the house, back of the house, security, arcade, entertaining, and divers. You can apply now.
How do people apply?
You can go to CasaBonitaJobs.com, and you will find all of the information there about all the positions and everything that we're going to do here.
That's right. You heard it here first, CasaBonitaJobs.com.
Man, you got the governor out there. You're talking about a big deal. Nobody gets the governor out there for a big grand opening.
And in case you didn't hear, BJ Harris, kind of a big deal, friends.
Yeah.
I mean, like a big deal.
Yeah, because I'm a professional diver.
No, I meant the tweet.
Oh, the tweet.
Yeah.
I was talking more about me getting a job out there diving off those cliffs.
Can we get that picture and post it again?
What's that? What's the picture?
The picture where you're at.
I think so. I think we have it somewhere. Shmadel, there's a picture of me diving off of a boat down in the Cayman Islands.
And it is perfect.
Picture perfect.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're talking about a 10.
He's like,
I mean,
that Greg guy.
Yeah, that Greg Louganis.
I'm going to have to find this.
Yeah. When you see this picture, Greg you'll Louganis. Be like, no, that's not BJ.
It's so good.
It's awesome, dude.
I mean, like, I'm not even kidding.
You can't even replicate this. You,
kind of,
Carson, nobody can. You guys, you don't have it. Trust me.
I can't wait to see this thing.
I mean, I don't know if you want it, but you don't have it.
I'll go try to find it. I'll go try to find it.
Okay.
It's on my Facebook page. Go there. Go through photos. And it's from what year? What, 3 years ago or so, Jamie?
Yeah.
And we went out to the Caymans with some listeners.
I think I even posted on mine, too. Anyway, he was perfect. It was perfect.
It's but, so, dead perfect.
So between that, so BJ is going to be a diver at Casa Bonita. But then he tweeted about it, and then Elon liked it.
Yeah. No, he replied.
Replied.
Not just a like.
Sorry,
are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Elon, he put out Casa Bonita is then. Fire.
He put fire.
The fire emojis stuff.
He put fire things on him.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
I'm kind of jealous. You got his attention.
That's a big deal.
Elon?
Yeah, you and Elon are like bro bros.
Well, yeah. I run in those circles. Yep.
Ooh, I hate. You know what?
I'm running
we got to work on one thing.
What?
When you're acting cocky, can you not suck up your snot?
I think you have to have that, though.
I know, but you do it every time. That, it's like,
no, but I think that kind of
really
sells
gives it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, yeah, that's me. Yeah. Run with Elon. I think that sells the cockiness.
No, I think it's more of a yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Like, clear your throat.
Yeah, not the sucking of the booger.
All right, let's ask Tex Nato. Do you like the snot or not? Snot or not? Right now on Tex Nato.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Shmadil is looking through all your pictures.
Yeah.
You're playing basketball. Look at you.
When was I playing basketball?
When we went to the Nuggets game and they let you on the court.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Lit that sucker up too, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I went back all the way to 2013.
Athlete.
I can't find you typing.
Oh.
You can't find it?
Uh-uh.
It's out there. It's out there. Trust me. I'll find it. Okay. I'll find it today and send it to you. Okay.
I was going to tell you one other story, which is kind of weird. Kelly Clarkson has the weirdest stalker on the planet. Did you guys see this?
No. Uh-uh.
This stalker shows up at the same exact time. I guess she has, it's a girl, I think, and she shows up at 8:59 p.m. at her door or at her gates every time.
That's creepy.
Nobody knows why 8:59, but it's every time.
I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know. It's really weird.
8:59 every time.
Every time. Kelly got a temporary restraining order against her and a permanent one finally, but the woman has now violated the terms of the restraining order 12 times.
That is bizarre.
It is, right? Yeah. I guess she was caught wandering around Kelly's property, and they called 911, and sure enough, there she was at 8:59. Sometimes she leaves a gift at the base of her property. She yells for her. It's really weird.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't either. What is 8:59? Ask that guy. Shmadil, what does 8:59 mean?
I don't... 8:59 specifically is kind of weird. I know a lot of people will, like... try to manipulate people by using like numerology, so they'll like text them like, hey, how are you doing at like 111, right? Because then if there's the three numbers, for some reason that means that like this was meant to be, like your relationship was like meant to connect.
Yeah.
But 8:59, I've never heard that one.
8:59,
I don't know.
Jenny, who can I turn to? No, that's 867.
8675 for 309.
Yeah. Whatever. All men suck up their snot, Jamie, when they're cocky. I don't get it either. It's disgusting.
Yeah, so just deal with it. There you go.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey.
Yeah.
Loud.
What? Loud. Loud.
L-O-U-D.
L-O-U-D, loud.
Go to Alice1059.com.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's the code word for Adele? Yeah. I'm so sorry. Here's the good news, okay? You have until the next time another word's given out.
Okay, all right, good.
So you can put the word in at any time. The word is loud?
Yeah,
is
so
right?
Every day we're giving away a trip to go see Adele in Las Vegas. You are just all wound up. And you're supposed to listen at 9 a.m., but on Fridays, you listen at, 9:45?
Yeah, 9:44, whatever.
Fridays.
It's always different
on
Fridays.
It's
like a Taco Tuesday.
We've been busy today, though. You have to realize that there's a lot of things that have been on the show today.
A lot of buttons to be pushed.
Sheesh. I'm tired.
Pushing
really
my buttons.
Tired. All right,
anyway,
Adele.
So enter the word at Alice1059.com to win this trip to Vegas. Hopefully you will. The word is loud, L-O-U-D.
Man, I apologize.
Yeah, that
I
was...
I had no idea.
Shmadil,
you've got to come in here at 9 o'clock and tell us that we got to do the word.
I believe he did.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He actually
did. Is that when I ran him out?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, get out of here.
It's all right.
you go like this. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry about that.
It's fine.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah,
it's going to be cold. Very, very cold.
But not
this
really
weekend.
Until Monday.
Well, Sunday.
Sunday into Monday. Yeah.
Sunday, Monday. And snow, too. A couple of inches.
Yeah, I saw that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive, and be safe. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.